The question today is, how might we best relate to working within a social energy complex in which so much exploitation and negativity creates the conditions of our lives? Do we contribute to that negativity by our passive participation? How should we relate to this when those of Ra point out that this system makes the leisure necessary for inward seeking possible?
I am Kuo and am with this instrument at this time on this beautiful planet's surface, greeting each here in the love and light and the sacred promise of our one infinite creator. How marvelous these times together have been, my friends. Please take our words with a grain of salt, even though we recognize our mutual admiration and the long trust we have built together. Nevertheless, conditions can interfere, as you have seen, through no fault of anyone's. And therefore, your task, my friends, is not simply to set the stage for this message, but to shepherd its truth, filtering out what is dross or triviality or simply misguided. The topic today is one where we will attempt to ascertain the genuine sources of fear and trepidation in the social complex you are members of. And in order for us to speak to this very human condition, we must draw upon your more somber, less joyous feeling tones. My brothers and sisters, you have here an opportunity to truly reflect on the state of affairs with your peoples. And we will guide you through some ideas about how one may relate to that. The conditions on this planet of late have intensified in their negative qualities. This has been accruing for some time. And we recognize that no one person within earshot of this message can be said to be truly responsible. Even those calling the shots at the apex of your power structures, my friends, how much freedom do they truly have? Are they not slaves to their own appetites and resentments and cravings? This is why the question is so apt for us as a collection of social memory complexes to address. Because we understand that you want individuals to blame. Individuals can hear your pain and anger and can respond and react in ways that you think would create some form of justice. But this is a lie, an abject lie, my friends. This is a complex tangle of karmic energies in motion. For you to simply pause, reflect within, and feel those sorrows, we would first say, this is the only position from which to consider your relating to the negativity of this complex. For these motions will continue, almost certainly. They may not be the worst case scenario. Indeed, you have already, as a planet, avoided several catastrophes. Not without our help and the help of those able members of the Confederation, to be sure. But this is as it should be, for you are not fully responsible at the end of the day for the unique situations that predominate. We do not wish to plumb this much further, for this instrument would prefer to receive a kind of help that can soothe us and comfort us in the here and now. What is done, whether it be 10,000 years or yesterday, is done. Now, we will move on from any attempt to exhort you to meditate, for this is simply not necessary. We only wish to point out how the meditative mindset provides a kind of counterweight to the unfolding of horror that can often seem to be the subject of any glance outside of your immediate environs. If you are brave enough to sit with the scale of what is occurring on this planet, sit with the fruits of some of these machines that have turned your planet in part into a kind of extraction nightmare. You will understand that some of the best healing for yourself and for your Mother Earth is with the true feeling of this sorrow, of this pain. And you might do one further thing, to find those who also refuse to ignore this pain, refuse to avert their eyes, and demand to bear witness on behalf of your planet. And though they may seem unsophisticated, they may seem like unreasonable bleeding hearts, they perform a great service. It's a service that many on your planet would not even bear to consider. for then they could not be comfortable. But we promise you, if you seek the one infinite creator, you will pass through this wasteland of burning pits. And you will have to find a way to accept it. Now, this instrument is fond of saying that acceptance is not approval, and that the only way to truly address things that one seeks to change is to take a first step and to truly accept them into one's heart, though it may break. This, my friends, has a great deal of truth to it. And we would add only that you need not go through this alone. In fact, it is vital that you do not. No one person should bear the sins of the planet, no matter how divine, how open-hearted. Consider your daily life. Consider how much your decisions are hemmed in by the choices available. We correct this instrument. Your peoples in the advanced societies cling to the idea that they are free, and yet, do they ever question what they truly desire and whether this system affords them the freedom to pursue that? We leave this question with you, my brothers and sisters. Now, it is true that you have much leisure. Leisure is important for third density seekers because the translation of spiritual seeking directly into the quotidian tasks of survival and social reproduction are not very easy to ascertain. There are many who can do it, but it is not easy, and it can cause great confusion. This is why we urge you to think of planetary healing as a collective affair that starts with meditation. For you can bring a purified sorrow to bear. And instead of raging against the machine, so to speak, you can sing a tender and delicate song to its operator. Not so that you may have power to change things, but so that you may comfort this planet as it endures it for a little bit longer. This must seem, from your vantage point, to be quite useless, quite poetic and sentimental. But do you not think of us often this way? Are we not sometimes a bit gushing in our praise, in our love, in our sorrows? Why is this? What do we know that your peoples do not? Only one thing. That nothing, not one action performed on this planet, not one thought that issues from your godly minds can possibly be said to not matter. And so, if one accepts the radical connectivity of beingness, one has already made great strides towards membership in a complex where genuine and authentic trust can emerge. For it starts with what you all have in common. You all love. You all hurt. It has been twisted, the narratives on this planet, so that one believes that one achieves protection and rejuvenation and justice only through the brutalities of what is extant in your politics and social constructs. We are not attempting to say that you should think otherwise than this, for this is your reality. But if you can accept that reality and truly accept it, you will find that opportunities will avail themselves. And this is a point of view that we of the Confederation have communicated through our members to you in past sessions. We correct this instrument. There is a skill involved in living in such a confining illusion. It is a skill that requires you to bear witness to the illusion in full. Does the oceanographer content herself with the surface of the waters? Or does she go deeper and take into account the entire substance? Recognizing, of course, that the surface is most relevant to the craft she is captaining, but recognizing also that the deeper learning must factor in the totality. Similarly, this illusion is more than you think it is. It is not just the surface. It goes deep. And one way to work with this troubling illusion is to go into it more, to go deeper into it, not further back from it, to feel deeply into it and to recognize the contradictions and opportunities that merely turning aside from its truth, we correct this instrument, turning aside from its face, reveal. This is the tragedy of your peoples in part. For you are not the only planet that has had war, exploitation, greed, ancient hatreds. These occur from time to time. The difference here is that you have despaired of it so completely that you have turned your back on it. Instead of reaching through it to place your hand on the beating heart of your Mother Earth, she needs you. You cannot ask anybody else to wake up before you do. And we do not believe this will provide a palliative in full for the pain of living at this moment on this planet. What it will do is give it meaning so that your witness has purpose beyond simple comforts, shallow justice, and the revenge fantasies of those who have been wounded. Your planet has none of these fantasies. It only wishes for you and your brothers and sisters to awaken to the actual reality behind the illusion. This may be the best point for us to tie a bow on this message, for we wish to exercise different aspects of instrumentality in this instrument. We simply offer that we come in the name of the entire Confederation. And our principal has members who you might recognize from past contacts with this instrument, who have sought to place their arm around his shoulders, not simply to comfort him, but to encourage him to be there for others. We are here for you, and we know that you are here for your planet. And by doing so, you are here for us and the one infinite creator. We are your dear brothers and sisters of the principle of Kuo. And at this time, we would take our leave, thanking you for honoring this message and the lives that you lead. In the name of the one infinite creator, in his love and light, we say Adonai Vazu Baragas. I am Kuo.